What up, y'all? I'm Robert Wells. Happy Women's History Month. Let's celebrate all the women in sports and in life. Yes, show all the ladies some love, y'all. Show them some love. Women are powerful and smart human beings. Yes, they are. Don't discourage them, but encourage them. Speak life to them. All right? And they deserve encouragement in everything in life. Yes, they do. God bless all of you ladies. God bless you all. God got you all. Yes, he does. In high school boys basketball, congratulations to Homewood Flossmoor Community High School for winning their first ever 4A basketball state championship in school history in the state of Illinois. Yeah, they won it 2 weeks ago. Go Vikings! And the last thing I want to talk about is NFL free agency for the Chicago Bears that took place last week. It's going on as I speak. Before free agency even started, the Chicago Bears traded for Buffalo Bills guard slash tackle Ryan Bates. The Bears were trying to sign him in free agency 2 years ago. The Bills matched the Bears' offer, and he stayed in Buffalo. Yeah, and I'm glad we got him. I'm so glad we got him because I was disappointed 2 years ago when we didn't get him because I really wanted him on the team. But we got him now. Oh, yeah. The Bears also signed free agent all-pro safety Kevin Byard to a two-year deal for $15 million before free agency even started. Yeah, another solid signing by the Bears, in my opinion. Man, this is really good. I hope he goes back to his all-pro form again this season like he did in 2017. Thanks, Ovidio. Thank you. I think he will. I really do. I think he will. The Bears were also the first team to sign someone 30 minutes into NFL free agency. Yeah, they were hungry. The Bears signed former Philadelphia Eagles running back DeAndre Swift to a three-year, $24 million deal. Yeah, over $15 million guaranteed. Yeah, he deserved it. So, this is a good signing, another good signing by the Bears. I'm liking what they're doing so far in free agency. I used to hate the Bears playing against him when DeAndre Swift was playing for the Detroit Lions. Oh, and he used to give us problems. He torched the Bears all the time. Yes, he did, in my opinion. When he got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, I was happy. I said, yes, he's out of the NFC North. I like this. But I'm even more happy that he's now plays for the Chicago Bears. Uh-huh. Good job, Ryan Post. Day two of NFL free agency, the Bears signed tight end Gerald Everett to a two-year deal for $12 million. Another tight end that can put up numbers behind starting tight end Cole Kmet. Yeah, this is a good 1-2 punch, in my opinion. Gerald Everett has played under Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron when they both were with the LA Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, the Bears signed former Green Bay Packers safety and the greatest U.S. gymnast of all time, Simone Biles, husband Jonathan Owens, to a two-year deal. Yeah. Oh, just take somebody from the Packers, that's good. I believe the Bears have the best backfield in the NFL. And let me tell you something. I said last year the Bears had the best linebacking core, you know, in the NFL last year. They were one of the best. So I'm expecting that number to go up to number one, in my opinion. I think the backfield would do some good damage with the addition of Kevin Byard and Jonathan Owens. I think they're going to do a good job together. The Bears signed a big offensive lineman, former San Francisco 49ers guard slash tackle Matt Pryor. That's a big man. He is 6'7" and 332 pounds. A big man who can play any position on the offensive line. And that's another good signing by Ryan Poles and the Bears. And then Bears GM Ryan Poles shocked the football world and traded for LA Chargers six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Keenan Allen. Yeah, I'm still in shock about that because that's a good trade. And, you know, because the reason why I'm shocked because I had to look at the report twice because I'm not used to the Bears making moves like this. I'm not used to it. I know some of y'all are not used to this either. Imagine if the Bears draft Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. or Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. The Bears wide receiver core would be one of the best in the NFL in 2024. I like this move. Here are the rest of the players the Bears signed so far in free agency. Then, the biggest news, the Bears trading away quarterback Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers last Saturday. Oh man, I said at the end of last year that I had a feeling that the Bears would trade Justin Fields. I really did, and I wish it didn't happen, but it did. Also, I said last year that I saw Ryan Poles at the USC and Notre Dame game on TV. I saw him on the TV screen on the bottom of the screen. And I knew then he wanted USC quarterback Caleb Williams. So, even though I don't like it, I don't. My friends don't like it. I know Corey doesn't like it. Many Bears fans don't like it either. Like DJ Moore said, the wide receiver for the Bears said on Twitter, on his Twitter account, business is business. The NFL is a business at the end of the day. Yeah, I was so excited when the Bears drafted Justin Fields in 2021 in the NFL draft. Man, I was pumped up about that. I wish they had gotten better offensive coaches to help develop Justin Fields and better weapons around him and a good offensive line, too. I like what they're doing now. I wish they did it when Justin Fields got here in Chicago. Wide receiver DJ Moore and tight end Cole Kmet is a good start, but they needed more. Needed more. Newly acquired wide receiver Keenan Allen and another high draft pick at the wide receiver position, Justin Fields would have put up big numbers this year for the Bears. Yeah, but, you know, that's not going to happen now. But it is what it is. Yeah. I'm wearing Justin Fields' jersey. Yeah. One last time. Yeah. So, my friend Derek, Ovidio, Stacy, and myself went to Justin Fields' first preseason game his rookie season against the Miami Dolphins at Soldier Field. Yeah, we had a great time that day. We did. We will never forget it. We will never forget it. I don't like it, but like I said before, it is what it is. Justin Fields will now back up quarterback Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's a good 1-2 punch in Pittsburgh. And let me tell you something. Two men of God on the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's on. Yes, it is. I think the Steelers and the Bears will face each other in the preseason this year at Soldier Field. That's just my own personal opinion. I have a hunch, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Like I told my friends, Justin Fields will flourish in Pittsburgh with head coach Mike Tomlin. Yeah, because he's a great coach, a future Hall of Famer. Fields is going into a winning situation with the Steelers. Justin Fields will learn a lot from Russell Wilson, and his game will develop too, even more. So Russell Wilson, he can't play forever. He cannot play forever. I know he's supposed to sign an extension, but he can't play forever. Justin Fields can develop into a franchise quarterback for the Steelers or for a different team. Justin Fields, I'll be cheering for you from afar with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I will be cheering for you. God bless you always, and we'll miss you in Chicago. Take care, bro. Take care. Now, the Bears are going to draft USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Some of my friends and myself won in 2023. We wanted this guy, the Heisman Trophy winner, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. Yeah, I said months ago, if the Bears trade Justin Fields, then I want them to draft Jaden Daniels. But it's going to be Caleb Williams. And I don't have a problem with that at all. I really don't. So it is what it is. Like I said, he's a franchise quarterback for the Chicago Bears. I know he hasn't been drafted yet, but he's going to be a Bear. I'll be cheering for Caleb Williams 100%. And I want him to succeed too. I really do. He might throw over 4,000 passing yards in his rookie season. Yeah. I think he could. If that happens, he'll be the first ever Chicago Bears quarterback to throw over 4,000 passing yards. And it can happen. Caleb Williams, welcome to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm glad all of this is over. I really am. I'm tired of it for months and months about this. We can all move forward from this. Yes, we can. Question of the day. Hey, Bears, Steelers, and football fans around the world. How do you feel about the Chicago Bears trading Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers? How do you feel about that? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you mad? I know Corey is mad about this. Or are you like, eh? You know, please explain how you feel about this trade and why you feel this way. Why do you feel the way you feel? Okay. Please share your comments down below. I feel like the Bears are not done adding talent to the team. I think Ryan Poles is doing it this year in free agency. He's getting after it. I can't wait to see what he does in the 2024 NFL draft. I just can't wait. Like I said 2 years ago, the Bears will make the playoffs in 2024. Bear down. Good Friday is next Friday. Happy early Good Friday, everyone. Happy Good Friday. And Easter is next Sunday, too. Yeah. So happy early Easter, everyone. Happy Easter, everyone. God bless you all. Wow! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos of Cross Sports. And leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. But, keep it clean. Yeah, don't say nothing crazy on here. Keep it clean, all right? Voice your opinions, but keep it clean, all right? Now, I'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.